Proclamation number 3619 of 4th of December, 1945. Redemption process. Eternities. Hell. Damnation. The spiritual's process of redemption lasts as long as the spiritual itself needs it. Thus it cannot be said to take the same length of time, but every entity determines it itself through the severity of its resistance, through its will to allow itself to be redeemed. And therefore eternities can pass before this process is finished, and several redemption periods can be necessary. But one epoch can also suffice for the spiritual being's complete redemption as soon as it is willing and consciously strives for redemption in the last stage of development. This last stage can be lived through by the spiritual being sooner or later in a redemption period, for here to the will of the spiritual being in the bound state is decisive, even though this will is not free. The being certainly has to carry out certain activities. It cannot fight against divine order, but it can willingly comply with this activity. It can strive for a loosening of its bondage itself. And then it does not need such a long time for its ascent development in the state of compulsion, and can all the sooner enter the last stage with freedom of will, where it finally has to decide whether it is willing to serve in love and of its own free will, or falls back into resistance against God. And this is why a being which ascended quickly in the preliminary stage can prolong the process of redemption itself through an unused earthly life as a human being, by then having to continue it in the kingdom of the beyond under considerably more difficult conditions. Eternities can pass again in the spiritual kingdom before it can enter the kingdom of light. There is also the possibility that it will sink deeper and finally have to walk the path through creation again, in bound will. That therefore a second redemption period is necessary for this beingness, and also several in order to reach the aim once. The spiritual being, which remains in hard resistance to God, needs a far longer period of time for its redemption. It is held in hard matter, it already needs eternities for its ascent development in the state of compulsion, but this also once leads to the lost stage as man, where it has to pass the lost test of will. Even then there is still the danger of a standstill or decline, but also the possibility of complete redemption. But the latter will become smaller and smaller the further a redemption period has progressed. It is evident that the resistance against God has not yet been broken despite endless long captivity before. It is evident in humanity's spiritual low, in its unbelief and in a life without connection with God. But people who nevertheless reach their aim at this time have to endure strong struggles as compensation for their infinitely long resistance before. Yet they also have to expect exceedingly strong strength and grace on God's part, who assists the spiritual in immense love in order to lead it to the aim. But the beingness which fails inevitably takes the course of development once again without being given the opportunity to mature in the beyond, for it no longer reaches the degree of maturity which requires an ascent development in the beyond. Rather, it is in the power of Satan. Thus it has already sunk so far that only the binding in the firmest matter. A renewed course through creation in a state of compulsion can help this spiritual being to reduce its distance from God, and thus also the total lack of strength, which is the result of the distance from God. And thus it is possible that several periods of development are necessary to lead the being to the aim, and that is why people also speak of eternal damnation, of hell and death, because they are periods of time which, according to human judgment, last eternities, which the human being's intellect cannot grasp with its concept of time, and which therefore also explain God's merciful love, with which he tries to influence people at all times and especially in the time of the end, in order to protect them from such a repeated earthly progress, in order to guide them into the state of maturity which enables them to enter the kingdom of the beyond, in order to continue their development there. For once the time God has granted the spiritual being for redemption has expired, and a new period begins according to the eternal plan of salvation, which is the basis of all events and only has the redemption of the unfree spiritual as its aim. Amen.